Croc and the Bro podcast.
Hi everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome back.
Another fun one now.
I feel like this is like reminiscent of your childhood.
Yes.
And all your favorite things.
A lot, yeah, a good amount of it. Good amount of my favorite action figures, for sure. Mm.
Was this like top for you?
Yeah, I mean, I had all the X-Men, I had all the Batman, I had all the Spider-Man villains, and then I had my dinosaurs.
Hmm. And that is what we're going to be talking about today.
Dinosaurs.
Yep. Well, I'm so curious, like, where it started for you, like, where it piqued your interest.
Yeah, I mean, when? You know, most kids probably Jurassic Park, right? Right. I'm a 90s kid. I mean, you know, grew up in the 90s. Most people are going to say Jurassic Park, but I actually like dinosaurs before Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Jurassic Park is like pivotal.
Jurassic Park was great, though. That was, you know, because it was, I mostly had like books, you know, and like, I don't know if I had action figures before Jurassic. I probably had like stuffed animals and books, but then like, once I was like, when did Jurassic Park come out? Like 93, 94?
Yeah, something like that.
So by then, I was definitely into action figures, and it was perfect timing because they had, you know, they had like the Raptor action figures, the T-Rex action figures, like
all the little rubber ones.
Yeah,
like all
you can move all their the head
figurines.
Yeah, and the heads hinge they were really good like action figure toys, the Jurassic Park, and like, yeah, you know, they had like the Jeep, the iconic Jeep.
Mm.
You know, that was a cool toy to have. So, but yeah, like, just, and that's what I would do. My action figures would battle the dinosaurs, and the Spider-Man would battle the X-Men people and the Batman
and
characters.
Win.
Oh, they would all kill each other, you know. Everyone died, but I think maybe Batman's the only one who lived. Batman usually got out of there. But yeah, everyone else got beat up, and you know, that was it. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe Spider-Man took a couple wins, but
yeah.
Everyone just killed each other, yeah.
I love it.
I was never one of these kids who just wanted to collect them. I had to play with them.
They came out of the box.
Yeah.
They were not going to be just like sitting there.
And I had like battles. I had like battles like set up, you know. It was like
a whole battle plan.
Yeah. And they all just collided. Batman, Spider-Man, X-Men, dinosaurs, and then other animals too, like, you know, I had like regular, you know, modern day animals, I would say.
Right, so, besides the dinosaurs.
But I had dinosaurs and modern-day animals living together with, you know, superhero and, you know, vigilante characters. So
that's awesome.
It was great.
That's awesome. I don't remember if I had dinosaur action figures. I definitely had figurines, so it's possible. I definitely was into Jurassic Park, so probably. But definitely not as thorough a collection as you, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't even call myself a collector. I was like a destroyer of action figures.
Because were you like meticulous with your toys, or they were just like
they all went in the same bin, you know? They all just went in the same bin, and they would get left out. And you know, in hindsight, would I have opened them? No, absolutely not. I would never. I would have never opened them if I knew how much they were going to be if they were unopened.
Right, but how do you tell a kid like, okay, now keep this in the box.
And don't touch
in
it.
In the event that 20 years from now, it's going to be really valuable.
Right, right.
I mean, there are kids like that.
Some kids are disciplined like that. The kids who get like the Pokemon cards, right? They never, like, they have some that they play with, but I'm sure some of the kids who are really into Pokemon, they just have them in the sleeves and they never even touch them.
Yeah, I had a pretty good collection of Pokemon cards.
You were a Pokemon collector?
I did, yeah. I mean, it was popular at school, so I, like, went along for the ride.
Wow.
Tamagotchi, Pokemon cards. I had them in the little plastic sleeves.
You were a Pokemon nerd.
I know. I don't know what ever happened to those things, though. It got lost in the move somewhere. Like, they don't exist as far as I know. Like, not in my house, not my collection.
You were a little Pokemon nerd. That's funny. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was not
like watching it on TV or anything, and I wasn't into anime per se.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was popular at school. So like,
that is funny.
You know.
That's funny.
when pods were popular. Like, I like,
oh, pogs, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like necessarily like going with the flow for everything, but yeah, I like, they were like psychedelic, like the Pokemon cards. Like, some of them were like, you know, three dimensional and like shiny. Pretty. I like things that are sparkly.
Yeah. Well, I like things I could beat up and destroy, so.
Right, of course.
That was it.
Yes.
But I had, they were coexisting. Dinosaurs were coexisting with my X-Men and Batman figurines, mm-hmm. action figures, so.
Now, yeah. The thing that you always come back to, whether we're watching some kind of dystopian movie or, you know, we're watching Jurassic Park or some of the sequels, is this question of, would you, if you had the option to, would you want to coexist with dinosaurs?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Come on! No
way! That would be amazing. It'd be amazing.
Oh, until they, like, step on your face and then you're dead.
Well, there's
no way.
There are certain distances I'd want to keep, but I want them to exist. I want to see them in action. They're amazing. They're amazing creatures.
I know they're amazing. Of course. But, like, they would be more dominant than us. Like, especially the carnivores.
I think eventually we have like rifles and stuff, like machine guns. Like,
what's a rifle going to do when a big ass T-Rex head comes through your window?
He would probably take me. He would take me out, but then, you know, some Navy SEALs would pop in and just destroy it with guns. They're not gonna overcome guns.
Come on. Those suckers are huge.
Yeah.
Like the size of a building.
Yeah, but
step and like smush you like a can.
No, it would be sweet if they had like their own continent, basically, where like there was no, but
where
then
people could go visit them.
Well,
but
yeah,
then that's not coexisting with them.
Well, yeah, I guess it would be more along the lines of like, I guess like a reserve, and then, well, the people go on the African safaris, right?
And okay, that's
they get
fair.
Charged by they get charged by rhinos, charged by hippos, like,
mm-hmm.
ostriches will attack people, like, you know, there's a lot of dangerous shit that people go into now, and they go on these tours now again.
But that's,
they're much
not
bigger.
They are much bigger. Existing with them, that's like in a zoo setting. I'm talking about like, you live out in the country, and next door you have some like dinosaurs that roam there.
So here's the thing that I would say about it, right? I feel like the very smart predatory animals, like that are like, let's say like mountain lions as an example,
okay,
and like bears and stuff. Like some of these, you know, predatory animals, like they associate humans with danger because they get hunted by them, right? There's guns involved. So probably not all the dinosaurs. I'm sure that there's some dinosaurs that would just, if they're opportunistic and they see a human, they probably would attack. Now the movies, of course. The Jurassic Park movies, they were just like, the dinosaurs never hesitated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you saw a dinosaur, a carnivore dinosaur,
mm-hmm.
they were charging after the human. They didn't hold back.
Right.
Some carnivorous like things in the wild now would retreat from a human because they're smarter to know now, okay, that human shot my boy last week with a, you know, in 2 seconds.
Okay.
And then I saw blood everywhere, so that human is danger. So some animals are smart, like cougars are very good at hiding themselves, like leopards are very good at hiding themselves, you know. Some don't care, some will charge you, you know, but like, I feel like it would definitely depend on the type of dinosaur, but eventually, like, some, if there was a coexisting thing, some dinosaurs would hide away from humans, I think.
I just don't buy it. I don't. Like, imagine you had to, like, bring a gun everywhere you went. That'd be a horrible way to live.
Yes.
Like, you'd have to defend yourself everywhere you went. Like, you'd be driving down the car and there'd be a dinosaur like running next to you, or just like going outside to walk your dog, that dinosaur would eat your dog.
There, as you know, we'll do this later obviously in our game today, but there are some that are herbivores that are just,
of
like,
of course
they're like stay. Cows, they're like horses, they're just, they're not, they don't hunt people. You know, the ones that did are, you know, fucking crazy. Like, the, you know, they're, you know, they were gigantic. They're, you know, 16 feet high. They were like something as big as a moose hunting something. It's crazy. That
Trust
existed.
Me, it'd be so cool to like see it
yes.
and be part of it for like a little bit, but I don't think I'd want that to be my everyday.
No, listen.
Just because it'd be too intense.
I don't want a T-Rex as my next door neighbor. I'm not saying that.
I mean, come on.
But it would be cool to have them as part of our world. It'd be cool to have, they were somebody. Now, again, I'm sure, like, you know, I mean, they'd figure it out and, like, you know, not have too many people around. And they'd have their territory. Mm-hmm. They'd mark their territory. Like, okay, you're going deep into the jungle now. Like, that's, don't go there without a guide or, you know, whatever. But, like, that's like anything. I don't know.
I think it would totally change the way we lived our lives to have a more dominant species be, like, in competition with us. Like, yes, we could defend ourselves because of, like, the modern technology we have, mm-hmm. and certainly the violent options we have, whether weapons, right? Like, they don't have weapons. They have their mouth. And they have their size as, like, an advantage.
Yes.
But
they are smart, though. They would, I think, at a certain point, of course, you can't, the movies are a great show of their ability and how to scale how big they were, you know? But I feel like some of the dinosaurs would hide. They don't necessarily, like, you know, just charge right away from 50 feet away at something. They might not do that. I don't know, but
I know, but certain things, like going on a nature walk, like something simple like that would change forever if we had the opportunity to coexist with them, just because anything could come. I mean, certainly it's a little bit like that now, because certainly things could come out of the woodwork. Like, just the other day I saw a black bear crossing the road, which was cool. Wild. Like, I did not expect to see it there. But yeah, I just think it would change, like, certain, like, everyday things, such as, like, just going for walks and things you don't think about now. Like, I'm perfectly safe. If I live in a safe neighborhood, like, nothing's going to get me here. Like, maybe a deer might pop out or, you know, but nothing's going to, like, eat me alive.
Dinosaurs wouldn't do well in New York City with, you know, with, like, the concrete everywhere. They want to hunt. They want to hide. They want to be in the jungle. So it would be, you know, definitely places in the jungle or, like, large areas of land and trees, but
could you imagine if, like, dinosaurs figured out how to, like, speak, and then, like, there's little, like, dinosaurs with, like, work jackets, like, riding the subway with you walking to work? Like, you'd have dinosaur coworkers in this, like, alternate reality.
I'm good. Sign me up for that shit. That'd be cool.
Could you imagine?
That'd be amazing.
Like,
yeah, just like
that for me.
like the TV show Dinosaurs. The guy, you know, he like.
Oh yeah, that was a great show.
That was a great show.
Yeah,
those puppets were cool. Whatever they used.
I think my favorite clip you ever showed me of that was when they put the mashup with the Sopranos.
Amazing. The Sopranos.
The best mashup ever.
The Sopranosaurus.
Whoever made that, kudos to you.
Yes, that was amazing. Yeah, Sopranosaurus was great. It was perfect. They did it perfectly. Yeah, and, you know, it would be cool. And I don't know. It's just, I want to see them. Because guess what? No matter who you are, mm-hmm. you're watching the nature show, right?
Yes.
No one feels bad for the impala when you see the cheetah with the two little cheetah cubs and mom's got to feed the cheetah cubs, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to see that cheetah take down the impala on the video. I don't care who you are. You don't feel bad for that poor
little
impala.
What if you're the impala?
Well, then you gotta zig and zag, you know? You gotta throw the shakes and jukes in there and get away from the cheetah.
I don't want you to get eaten by a cheetah or a dinosaur.
Well, then I have to be a fast impala then, don't I? I have to learn how to move. I gotta get better, you know. But I'm just saying, I would love to see, knowing that somewhere on the planet this creature exists and it's hunting. That's pretty cool. I think everyone's jaws would drop if they could see these things actually in person. How big these dinosaurs were.
Yeah, it would change the world for sure.
Yeah,
it would change the dynamic of everything.
Yeah, but the problem is they would never get as big as they were with humans around. It's just it would be tough. We would need like another planet. We need like a planet just for them, or like a continent just
for them. Yeah,
because they're
for them to roam and right.
Everything was gigantic.
I mean, they say that for other animals too, like turtles and things like that. Like, they sort of grow to the size cage they're in.
Yeah.
So that's why those Galapagos turtles that just roam. They live to be like 200, and
they have no predators, and they just graze all day, and they eat all day. That's
They just live in the wild, so they're huge.
Sick. That's great. So, yeah. But I'm in. I know you're not in, but I'm in. I would sign up for Jurassic
Park. Even though I see the pros of what you're saying, for me, like, there's way too many cons that outweigh it.
There are a lot, for sure. But it's, I don't know. I think it's worth it. People are gonna people are gonna get killed, but I think it's worth it.
Okay.
Because dinosaurs get killed too. You know, it's we take each other out. Just like it's like now. You know, some grizzly bears take out humans. Some cougars attack people. You know.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same. Now again, they're more gigantic and probably do more damage than you know. But yeah. That's where I am. So we disagree. We respectfully disagree.
Yeah. Well, and now I'm so curious because they have all these theories, right, where they think certain animals have evolved and, like, there's these, like, modern-day dinosaurs that roam the Earth. And I do think that there are certain animals today that are descendants of dinosaurs.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, which I can definitely see the parallels and even similarities to them as well.
Yeah.
So which animals off the top of your head do you think are those?
Well, the easiest one is crocodiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And alligators, because that's basically...
Right.
That's basically what they are, scaly and all that. I mean, sharks are technically dinosaurs.
Interesting. I had not heard that.
Sharks are, it kind of makes sense. Sharks are older than they say sharks are older than dinosaurs. Because it makes sense. They're just, you know. The oceans were, before humans were there, the oceans were all theirs. Before
the continents.
Before ships, it was all sharks.
Mm-hmm.
They ran shit. I mean, they still kind of run shit.
But, oh, yeah. They run the water.
But, you know, and then also just birds in general.
Yeah, and I also think marine iguanas. Those have very specific, they look like a dinosaur, just much smaller.
Oh, of course, yeah, the spines and
they've been around, and tortoises, which we spoke about already. Tortoises are definitely a descendant.
Yeah, I think reptiles and birds are the closest, and then of course there's just fish, you know. So, and I'm sure there's like bugs and plants that have been, you know. I mean,
I think it's not really spoken about much, but I do think like giraffes would be a descendant of a dinosaur too, because it looks so similar to like a Brachiosaurus or something like that.
Yeah, because they have the
really long neck.
Yeah, they evolve the same way. They just learn it. They just like learn to like stretch and get the high branches and like, you know,
Neck, eat plants, tops of trees.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities and a lot of stuff. I think like if you're talking about lineage and direct ties, I think more along the lines of the birds and reptiles that are descendants. The giraffes might have just evolved that way if like the trees that they eat from are taller, and then eventually they learn to stretch their neck out, and then eventually like, I don't know, force their necks to grow based off
evolution. You think because the scaly skin, like giraffes don't have the same scaly skin that like reptiles have?
No, I think, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm guessing here, but I just think like sometimes it's the environment. Like there are other herbivores that they ate like bush and things in the grass, so they didn't need to develop a long neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those, wherever the Brachiosaurus or Brontosaurus were, they just had really tall trees, and then they wanted to eat all the tall trees, and they learned to like put their feet up and then like then stretch their neck. So it's like, you know, it's a lot of location based stuff too. But you know,
yeah, I just saw a couple different drawings of, you know, herbivores, and like so many of them look like giraffes. There's even one that has like a giraffe as like a prefix, G-I-R as a prefix. I don't remember now, but it's, I don't know.
We're all close. You know, a lot of things are close to each other in terms of, you know, how things have evolved and where things are. And, you know, I wouldn't be shocked, you know, if they're like, let's say, I wouldn't be shocked if someone said, oh, they're like 70% similar in DNA or whatever. I don't know. But I think for the most part, from scientists, it's like birds and reptiles are the closest.
Yeah. I see it. Yeah. Definitely. I see all the parallels, all the similarities. So I can see that.
Yeah. It's cool stuff. It's amazing, though. It's just weird to think that those things even existed, because you see, it's one thing to like go online and see oh yeah, this thing was weighed over 2 tons, and this thing was 16 feet tall. Oh, cool, that's cool. You go to a museum and you see like the skeletal structures, and you're like, this thing were massive.
Yeah.
And they could run 50 miles an hour or whatever.
Oh my God. You know? See?
And they were like,
you see? And you want to live amongst them? Mm-hmm. No way.
I
want
to see these things in person.
Yeah. Like through a, you know,
roll cage. Yeah.
Through a shield or something.
Basically, a moving shark. I basically would have to get a moving shark cage and just like walk around to see these things. It'd mm-hmm. be worth it. It'd be worth it. But I don't know. That would be very dangerous, but it would be cool.
Yeah, you would throw yourself in, like, the dinosaur den. You'd be like, oh, man. It's totally worth it. Totally worth it.
I would just get a helicopter and just fly above and just try to take video, you know? Helicopter's the best thing to do.
That would be cool. Yeah, I mean, I would like to be more, like, eye level with them, I think, as opposed to, like, bird's eye view. I'd love to see.
Yeah, I want to see him hunt. I want to see him chase shit down. So here's the other thing, too. Paleontologists, they got a hard job because they have to... And I think based on like, I mean, again, granted, this is my internet research, but they have to kind of guess like how these things ate, how these things mm-hmm. hunted. Mm-hmm. Some of them are like, this one was just a scavenger. It didn't really hunt. Some of them are like, this thing was a great hunter. This thing was, you know, whatever. So it's right.
Well, they can tell from the teeth too.
Yeah. Right? The teeth are helpful in terms of like what they ate. Like you can, carnivores yeah. have sharp teeth, like a crocodile or a mm-hmm. shark would have sharp teeth. Herbivores would have like more rounded square teeth, I mm-hmm. guess. Mm-hmm. So that's easier to tell, but you know, they have all these theories, and it sucks because I mean, you know, for them it's great, they get to think about it, but you want to have the answer, like how exactly did they hunt, you know, because the movies exaggerate stuff.
Oh,
as
yeah,
cool as they were, course. As great, but
see their
they
patterns
got a lot, right?
of behavior.
Jurassic Park was cool because they got a lot of stuff right, but they exaggerated stuff and they changed
yeah
stuff.
They dramatized it, they had
yeah,
to
yeah
it's, for a movie.
Yeah, but that was a great
sell. They continued
sell.
To with all the sequels too.
Yeah, it was cool though, because you wanted to see them as compared to humans, and that was the first time you really saw that. That was the first, I mean, you know, because it's like, you know, there's no other time where we crossed over, but you know, but that was pretty cool. But it would be sweet to see.
Oh yeah. I would not mind observing
like
it.
Like a Planet Earth episode that was just dinosaurs.
That would be cool.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone
well,
that would, that
I,
would get
that ties into
good
my
ratings.
Want of time travel, too. Like, I almost would prefer to, like, travel back in time to see what the world looked like back then. Like, take a shuttle back then and then come back. You know?
And not live with them for a long time.
Just like a brief stint and, like, yeah. observe and see what the world looked like back then. And then, okay, come back to reality.
I would want to, like, I don't know, I'd want to get a GoPro on and freaking walk in the woods and stuff and
mm-hmm.
have some guide with me or whatever, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, it would be stupid to do, for sure. I acknowledge. So...
Not stupid if it's something that you, it's like part of your
well, it depends
bucket
on what,
list, so
depends
to speak,
on what
your
I'm
imaginary
tracking.
Bucket list.
Yeah.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
In the fantasy realm.
That would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty sweet to see dinosaurs in person.
Yeah, it would be.
But, yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, are you ready?
Yeah. Now we're on to the competition part of our episode.
Yeah, so we're bringing back this or that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we chose these categories based on our preferred eating styles, or eating preferences, I'd say.
Yes, so you have the carnivores, and I have the herbivores. And in this or that, we'll have two options for our answers, and there'll be three of them, so whoever scores best out of three... is the winner.
Yeah. So just to clarify too, what these answers are based off of internet research,
mm-hmm.
we are pinning geography in terms of where like the most common, you know, fossils were found of these particular dinosaurs.
Correct.
So we're each going to get a this or that in terms of the location. We've narrowed it down to continents.
Yep.
Right.
And I do have some fun facts about more specifically where they were found. So,
oh,
but
sweet.
That's not part of the competition. I'll just share that with you after as like the fun fact.
Okay. So yeah. So just so we. So,
I have
so,
states of where they're
oh, nice.
Most like most found, like where most of the fossils were found.
Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. So,
but okay. Continents, yes.
Yeah, continents. Continents is the trivia part. Okay. All right, so who wants to go first?
I'll go.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so these are my three herbivores for you. So the first one is Triceratops. Were the fossils mostly found in North America or Asia?
I'm going to say North America.
Okay. You got that one right. And more specifically, a lot of Triceratops were found in Montana.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I could see that. Yeah. Out west, you know, going down the ski slopes.
A lot of good plains areas as well. Probably good grazing areas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so much good grazing.
Yeah.
Those mountains. Yeah.
So the bison are all over the place, you know?
True, true. Okay. Next one, number two, is Hadrosaurus. Is it North America or Antarctica?
Wait a second. Hadrosaurus?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like again?
It essentially, the word stands for sturdy lizard.
Sturdy lizard.
Yeah, so it's imagine like a really jacked up gecko, but like taller.
It's a jacked up gecko, but it's taller. And it's an herbivore.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I'm probably going to get this one wrong. Go ahead. I see a picture of it.
North America or Antarctica are your two options.
Oh. Antarctica. Interesting. I'm going to go North America again.
Correct.
I'm kicking your butt already.
Yep. And these were found mostly in New Jersey and also Montana.
After this episode, you're going to have to show me what this thing looks like.
Okay.
I see a picture of a Hadrosaurus. Huh.
Yeah. That's cool, though. I mean, maybe I'm mispronouncing it. I don't know. But that's how it's spelled.
You might be. How dare you?
Excuse me. It's the way it's spelled. I'm pronouncing it the way it's spelled.
You stepped in the wrong arena with the wrong dinosaur guy.
Yeah, I know.
You're lucky there's no stakes on this one. Because I'm already kicking your butt. I haven't even asked your mind yet.
Okay, don't get too confident there. All right.
So go ahead to number three.
Okay, Brachiosaurus. Is it Australia or North America?
I'm going to also say North America.
You swept me. I don't like it. I was hoping that you wouldn't think that I'd pick three North Americas, but clearly I was wrong.
Mm.
Oh, damn it. That one predominantly found in Colorado.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would have guessed like California with all the tall redwoods, but cool.
All right. Damn it.
Well, thank you for...
Well, 100%. Thank you for your teacher's pet.
Oh, wow. If there was a dinosaur class back in high school, I would have aced it, but
mm-hmm.
Or middle school even. Yeah. Oh, middle school, I would definitely would have aced it. High school probably still wouldn't have aced it, but all right. Are you ready for the carnivore category?
I'm ready.
You're in trouble.
You don't know that yet. I have a little confidence, okay?
All right.
Yeah. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I got confidence for you.
Okay, okay.
All right, this or that. We're going to start with Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mm-hmm.
North America or Africa?
I'm going to say North America.
Good job. Correct.
Nice.
Correct. Okay. Velociraptor.
Hmm.
Now, they obviously, quick fact, they did not look like... They didn't really look as... They weren't really as big as they were in the movies. They were much... Okay. They were half the size.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. regardless of that, Velociraptor, Asia or Europe?
Hmm. I'm going to say Asia.
Very good.
Oh.
Very good.
Hmm.
Good job. Good. All right, 2 out of 3 already. Good job. Proud of you.
See, you had no confidence in me. Don't say that shit. Oh, proud of you. No, you had zero confidence in me, dinosaur.
All right. So this one is my favorite dinosaur.
Oh.
It's called Spinosaurus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very underrated. I think it's an underrated dinosaur. Because the T-Rex gets a lot of love, but Spinosaurus is my favorite.
T-Rex does get a lot of love.
T-Rex is cool, though. But Spinosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
We have Europe again as an option.
Okay.
Or Africa again as an option. Mm. Where is the fossils of the Spinosaurus found? Europe or Africa?
I'm going to go with Africa.
We just got 100%.
Yes. Dang.
Good job. So Spinosaurus was actually found. There were fossils found in Morocco and Egypt.
Hmm.
And the raptor, Velociraptor, was found in Mongolia and China.
Wow.
And the T-Rex in North America, I think it's I'm going to get this wrong, but I think it was also, it seems like Montana and Colorado, that mm-hmm. Idaho, that kind of area. Like
Western.
Yeah.
Western United States. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's where the T-Rex, I think if I remember right, was found. But yeah. So very good.
Wow. Cool. See, we needed another tiebreaker round. Good thing we didn't put steaks on it.
You know, I forget that you are a carnivore at heart. You're in denial, but that's why you did so well.
Excuse me.
You're a carnivore. There's a carnivore still stuck in there.
Excuse me.
Stuck to that pescatarian that you lie years. About.
Get over it. It's not going to happen for you, boo.
The carnivore's still in there.
More meat
the
for you.
The carnivore
to
wants
eat.
To come out and party.
Well, why does it matter what I eat? It's just more meat for you.
Yeah, that's true. This is true.
Do I not cook you meat?
You do.
You little baby carnivore, you?
Yeah, but you're ready. The carnivore's going to come back out.
Get out.
Carnivore's going to reemerge. Come out of retirement, Kronk. Get the carnivore out of retirement.
No, maybe I also had dinosaur facts in my back pocket. So there you go. And also, I just use the power of deduction. Like, I don't really remember hearing that much about, like, Europe being, like, I'm sure there are fossils in Europe.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some stuff.
But not that one specifically.
No, but it was, you tried to throw me off. You tried to throw me off in North America.
I did, because I was like, maybe he'll think that I wouldn't ever pick three North America options.
We do this to each other all the time. We overthink our strategies.
I know.
But listen, I'm proud of you. You got the carnivore knowledge.
I'm not eating meat. Maybe you'll become veg.
No.
Like literally never. No. I could never.
It's more likely you're going to come back to the carnivore.
Get out. It's not more likely. Neither of them are likely. Get all over
right.
it.
All right. Fair. Fair. So.
You're
right.
So funny with this. Keep circling back to
I'm
it.
I'm not going
to
give up. I'm not going to give up on you, Kronk. You know, you're a carnivore at heart somewhere. I won't give up on you.
No, that ship has sailed. That ship is extinct with the dinosaurs.
Oh,
look what I did there.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll come back. You'll evolve. You'll come back. You'll come back. Is that right?
I have evolved. I've evolved away from it because it's so much better.
The barbecue wings I had the other night would disagree with that, you know. That's
what those poor little dinosaur wings.
Chicken wings, actually.
Yeah. I know, those poor little dinosaurs.
Yeah.
All those little chickens.
Those are actually, part
those
of dinosaurs.
Those chickens died for you to eat.
Pigeons and chickens related to dinosaurs.
Oh, you ate a pigeon?
No, I didn't eat a pigeon. No, I'm saying pigeons and chickens are chickens are specifically related to dinosaurs.
Sorry.
Ew, you ate it. You just, dude, look at that accusation. Did you eat a pigeon? No, I didn't eat a pigeon.
Sure
I ate chicken
that was,
wings.
Like, some obscure, you know, because, like, they have, like, ostrich on menus and stuff. I don't know if that's, like, ugh.
Let's be realistic. If they cleaned a pigeon and they cooked it and they, you know, would it taste that much different than a chicken?
I mean, not those, like, New York City pigeons that are very well fed.
Well, the pigeons in New York City probably would taste like pizza because they probably eat a lot of pizza. You know, falafel and pretzels.
Yeah, they do eat a lot of falafel.
They're
sure.
carved up. They're carved to the gills. Those
but they're very culturally diverse. Those New York City pigeons.
Yeah, they,
although
they
probably lost
cuisine.
Weight during COVID, and now they're like gaining it back.
Well, that's what happened. That's what happened to the rats, apparently.
Yeah.
During COVID, like they started becoming cannibals.
Yes, where they eat each other.
Yeah.
They eat their own kind.
There was so much less trash in the subways that the rats were eating each other.
Oh my god. Ugh, it's disgusting. Well, I'm.
Well, you wouldn't. You wouldn't have a. You wouldn't like to enjoy a barbecue sauce rat. You wouldn't want to enjoy that.
No, but I. But that equivalent would be me enjoying a barbecue sauced person, like eating your own kind.
Oh, well, yeah, I was more.
Ooh.
All right, we're going off the rails.
I know.
We're getting into cannibalism.
I know. Now. Well, right, I'm perfect genuinely time to stop glad this episode. That you did not eat a pigeon the other night.
Or a person.
Or a person, or a barbecue rat, or any of the above.
Though if it was, yeah, I wouldn't. Actually, you know, no, I wouldn't eat a rat, actually.
Yeah, even if it was really good barbecue sauce.
Man, all right. Yeah, that's fair. I hope I've never eaten a rat on accident or something like that. I don't know.
Please don't.
Hopefully not.
Please don't.
So, all right, this is a good time to end.
We've gone off the rails. And thank you for indulging us in our dinosaur episode, blast from the past, literally, in prehistoric times.
Prehistoric, which is also back when Kronk was a carnivore. Prehistoric.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's historic. This is prehistoric. I mean, that's way long gone.
Man.
Long gone.
Back when you were a Pokemon nerd. Wow.
Yeah. When I was a Pokemon nerd, I was also eating meat growing up.
Man. Times are crazy.
Those were the days, apparently, huh?
Those were the days.
No.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to our crazy conversation.
And tune in next Thursday for a new episode.
Yeah. And then eventually what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to get some dinosaur experts on here.
Oh, that would be great.
I want to hear that. I want to hear
the real
stuff.
Along with
the
alien experts. So
you got to get alien experts.
If you're an expert at something interesting that we've talked about already or something that we haven't covered, reach out to us.
We want to hear from the dino experts.
Definitely.
We want to learn. Definitely. Not just me internet searching, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it's fun. But all right, everyone. Take care.
See you next week.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.